Today, a small reality check. Dwelling approvals are down again. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to his post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The ABS released their latest statistics today. The number of dwellings approved in Australia fell by 0.6% in April, in trend terms, and that continues the weak trends of recent months. The overall decrease was led by private sector houses, which declined 1.9% in trend terms. But in seasonally adjusted terms, the story was even worse, as in these terms, dwelling approvals fell 4.7% in April, which was much weaker than expected, although March was adjusted up just a little, reporting a 13.4% decline. Now, you could rightly argue that the holidays in April may have helped degrade the result, with Easter falling into April and a week prior to the Anzac Long Day weekend. Of course, many workers may have opted to take leave through that whole period, reducing the number of effective working days in the month. So perhaps the unusual cluster of holidays has warped the ABS's seasonal adjustments. But if you buy the data, then it's worth noting the weakness outside the high-rise segments, with detached houses down 2.6% in the month, and that marks a fall of more than 20% over the past 12 months, and it's accelerating. Units also showed a significant drop at 6.5%, which was less of a story of high-rise approvals dropping than low-rise, which includes attached dwellings and lower-rise towers, which were down 3.5% in April. The state data is frankly confusing. In trend terms, which is my preferred measure, approvals of private sector houses fell 1.9%, largely driven by falls in New South Wales, down 3.8%, Victoria, down 2.7%, Queensland, down 0.8%, and South Australia, down 0.1%, while Western Australia recorded a 0.5% increase. But in seasonally adjusted terms, total dwellings declined by a larger 4.7%. In April, driven by falls in Tasmania, down 19.1%, Victoria, down 16.1%, Western Australia, down 6.7%, and South Australia, down 3.3%. Yet, Queensland rose up 11% in the month, and New South Wales was up 4.8%. Private dwellings excluding houses fell 6.5%, while private house approvals decreased 2.6%. And even here, if you take away high-rise approvals, the picture is of more uniform weakness, with an 8 to 10% month decline in New South Wales, Victoria, Western Australia and South Australia, but with Queensland holding up just a little bit better, with a 1% fall. And the total value of renovation approvals fell 5.4% in the month, but is still up slightly by 2.3% a year on a rolling three-month average basis, with trend approvals about flat. Now, this data comes from the time before all the unnatural acts which are now clearly playing out. The clear message that the RBA will cut, the coalition getting back, so removing the threat of tax policy changes around negative gearing and capital gains tax, the wacky announcement of additional federal support for first-time buyers, and of course, APRA's proposed changes, subject to consultation, to the mortgage benchmark rates. And it's worth saying that the CoreLogic auction results were a little stronger this week, if well down from those much-hyped preliminary rates. Overall, the weighted average was 57.7% on 1,048 cleared auctions, although 2,055 were in fact listed. So this is far from a stellar result. So let's watch the next few weeks in terms of auction results. Hi. Excuse the interruption, but if you are getting value from this post, please consider subscribing to DFA if you haven't already done so, or ring that bell for custom alerts. Plus, please consider supporting our efforts. You can make a one-off donation via PayPal, here's the link, or subscribe via Patreon for as little as $3 US a month or more to get access to exclusive additional content. The links are in the comments below. And thanks for supporting what we do, it's really appreciated and makes it possible for us to continue to make more great content. But the takeaway for me is that this is a reality check. And with lower approvals, we should expect more unemployed traders ahead. Further evidence of the weakness in housing spilling out more broadly into the economy. And this is how the ever so biased HIA put it. Home building has been cooling since late 2017, and the downturn in activity has accelerated in the second half of 2018. Approvals for new homes in the 3 months to April 2019 were 20.5% lower than the same period the year before. The downturn in building activity is now evident in other economic data, including today's data on capital expenditure. CapEx fell 1.6% in the March 2019 quarter due to significant falls in expenditure on new buildings. With the slowing in home building accelerating in the first half of 2019, it is likely to weigh on economic growth in next week's national accounts data. So no wonder the unnatural acts are coming thick and fast. Expect more ahead to try and steady the sinking ship. Though it's a pity we seem to be reaching for the debt accelerator, just as a drowning victim will reach for the nearest floaty item, whatever its form, and often that does not end well. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.